Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, October 12th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Well, of course, as part of our regular coverage on Thursdays, we have a special guest joining us now from the Times Independent is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us about what is in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, absolutely. Our biggest story this week actually happened down in San Juan County. I covered the annual Ute Mountain Ute protest march against Blanding's White Mesa Mill on Saturday. There were about 50 members of the tribe and their allies there. They marched north from the community's community center towards the mill, protesting alleged contamination of groundwater and wildlife and air from the mill, which processes uranium out of materials. So a very interesting story there.
Yeah, very interesting. Again, you know, that's a big story. Annual march there to the mill by the Ute Mountain Ute community. And then Energy Fuels also and the White Mesa Mill also had an open house earlier this week. So a lot of news there at a place that most folks usually don't go to.
Absolutely. And a really interesting secondary story emerged as well when I reached out to a spokesperson from the mill. As uranium prices are soaring right now, Energy Fuels Resources, the company that operates and owns the mill, is actually going to reopen two of its mines to start mining uranium ore again. One of them is the LaSalle complex mine by the town of LaSalle, which last produced uranium ore about 10 years ago. The other one is the Pinyon Plain Mine, which is very close to Grand Canyon National Park and the Grand Canyon itself. That's actually never produced uranium ore as far as my research turned up. And it's interesting because the Pinyon Plain Mine is within the confines of a new national monument, although it was cleared by the monument to continue producing uranium ore as it had an existing mineral right. But certainly two very interesting intertwined stories within this one article this week.
Yeah, well, very good. Very interesting. Again, it's in the latest edition of the Times Independent, available throughout the area and online at moabtimes.com. What else is in this latest edition, Sophia?
Certainly, our story above the flag this week on the front page has to do with renowned landscape photographer Tom Till. After a 50-year career as a professional photographer, Till is starting to close up shop. He will be closing down his Main Street gallery, I think it's a 25-year-old gallery, on November 30th, and starting to wind down his tours and his photography work. So I was lucky enough to speak with him about his career and what brought him to Moab and what made him get into photography in the first place.
Well, very good. That's really interesting. Nice profile piece of a local artist. And yeah, sounds great. What else is in this latest edition of the Times?
Yeah, the other two main stories that we have this week both have to do with housing. The one that involves kind of a local government decision has to do with the alternative dwelling overlay. Grand County Commission just saw its third round of applications for ADO developments, which, as folks may remember, provide unorthodox forms of housing for seasonal workers who desperately need housing here. The commission, in its most recent meeting, gave an initial approval to 4 out of 5 applications. If those applications return and undergo final approval, that would bring the number of approved units up to about 130 out of 150 units that were allowed in the pilot of this program. So you can read more about where those applications, where those supposed developments are going to be in this week's edition.
Oh, very good. That's really interesting. Again, it's another full edition of the Times Independent. I can talk about housing, a bunch of different items in this latest edition, opinion pieces as well. Looks like Doug weighed in on parking on Main Street. Always enjoy reading his opinion pieces. You've got nature news as well. Anything else you'd like to highlight before we let you run?
You know, I'd actually like to highlight an obituary this week, kind of unusual for me. Bill Netter passed away recently. He was, you know, a very important community figure, and actually came up in my interview with Tom Till. Metter was the superintendent of the school district when Tom Sale started working at Grand County High. So that obituary is on our back page, A16. Just want to, you know, recognize Bill Metter's, you know, important contributions to the Grand County and Moab communities. And it's just interesting that, you know, his obituary was this week because he came up separately in a different article. So just wanted to give a shout out there. It's a really cool obituary as well. And, you know, thoughts to his family and friends right now.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing that, Sophia. Yeah, great great info throughout the Times Independent, including, yeah, like you mentioned, those obituaries, remembering folks' lives. Well, again, we've been speaking with Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent, as we do every Thursday morning. Sophia, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today. Stay up to speed with residential and business e-fiber internet from Emery Telecom. Right now, all new customers get their first 2 months free, plus free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Unlimited data plans starting at $59.95 a month. Residential discounts are available for qualified households. Give us a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab. Or visit us on the web at emerytelecom.com. Emery Telecom, your local advantage.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, October 12th, 2023, 9:17 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, great. Great. Another beautiful day. It's cold out there, though.
Yeah, it is. It's cold here in Monticello for certain.
Got down to 32 degrees in Monticello, so we've had our second freeze, but... Mm. I don't know whether it's a killing freeze yet, but it was freezing this morning. A little bit of snow this morning on the Abajos and on the La Salles. I couldn't quite see over to the Sleeping Ute or the San Miguel's, La Plata's, Navajo Mountain, the other mountains in our listening area. But it's definitely late fall. And what do you call a little bit of snow?
A skiff.
A skiff. That's kind of an interesting word, a skiff.
Yeah.
A skiff is a boat, but it's also a Scottish word meaning very light coat. So I don't know if you call it a skiff of snow on the Abajos. I'm going to say it's a dusting of snow on the Abajos.
Dusting, yeah.
A skiff of snow on the La Salles. There's a little bit more there. They had a whisper of snow. That's a good one. But
yeah.
Regardless, the fall season is progressing. We've got our snow up in the highlands and freezing in some of the lower areas. Of course, the big thing coming up, the annular eclipse on Saturday, huge event. It's going to come impact our area, expecting big crowds in some areas. It's unknown exactly how many are going to come, but I had a family member drive through Moab last night and said there was a lot of traffic on the roads on the highway, and then Moab just seemed to be very bustling. So if you're coming in for a long weekend that includes the eclipse, I hope you have a wonderful time. Take precautions, fill your car full of gas, and get some supplies, because the roads may be gridlocked on Saturday afternoon and Saturday morning too. But
yeah.
Anyway, this annular eclipse is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're expecting, they say, 300,000 visitors throughout the entire state of Utah along that stretch. That includes central Utah. Richfield is the main place that people will be going. But yeah, Mexican Hat area is where the full annularity is in the Red Rock country in
Bluff.
San Juan County. Bluff.
Four Corners Monument.
Yep.
And, you know, you'll be able to see it in a pretty wide swath of the annularity. It just may not last as long, but there's that line that is the maximum annularity, and it goes right over Chaco Canyon, too, which I don't want to be stuck in a 40-mile traffic jam on that dirt road leading to Chaco Canyon. But anyway, it's going to be interesting.
Well, and you know, again, with that, too, again, a reminder that tribal parks are going to be closed during the morning of the eclipse. So the Four Corners Monument and Monument Valley, they're going to be closed during that eclipse. So,
and then Native Americans may not view the eclipse like others are doing. And so there may be some decreased services because Native American employees or owners of companies are going to take the day off. So
there are
going to be
least.
Some impacts around here.
Yep. Yeah,
we talk about an annular eclipse. We're in the process of developing an audio eclipse show on Saturday morning. We'll be playing interviews that we've had, and be lots of fun eclipse music. It's been a hoot to come up with a good list of classic hits, eclipse-related songs. And
yeah. Yeah, at the top of that list, of course, they call this annular eclipse. The moon doesn't fully, it's not a total eclipse, so there's you can see the sun around the moon. They call it a ring of fire eclipse. So we'll definitely be playing some Johnny Cash.
Yeah. And it's not a total eclipse, but you may hear some Total Eclipse of the Heart too. But
yeah.
There's a lot of fun songs. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, and we've got a lot of news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at the latest out of the San Juan School District, members of the school board received an update on the Blanding Elementary School. The new Blanding Elementary School plan's underway. District Business Administrator Tyrell Pemberton reported the district is working with contractors to get schematic designs in time for November applications for the State Rural Schools Capital Fund. The state legislative funded program helps provide dollars for rural districts to build schools. Pemberton said the district is scheduling meeting for stakeholders, including a general public information meeting. Members of the San Juan School Board also approved a trip for students on the Native Youth Council to attend the Native Indian Education Association conference in October. District Heritage Language Director Brenda Whitehorse shared the agenda for the conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, starting with travel on October 19th and concluding on October 21st. Members of the board approved the student travel to the conference. School board also received annual training regarding spending school trust land funds. District will receive more than $600,000 in funds that are split between the schools based on enrollment. And members of the school board also recognized district employees with San Juan Sweet Job Awards, including District Building and Grounds Administrative Assistant Roxanne Eldridge and Blanding Elementary Special Education Teacher Rachel Jacobson. So congratulations to those two. And busy meeting for the San Juan School District.
Yeah, and that's going to be a fun project to cover as it moves forward. That Blanding Elementary School is the largest enrollment school in the school district, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And well, you don't say a lot of fun covering school construction often, but this
but
will be a fun one.
It'll be great to get that new building. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break, though, and be right back.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
The Moab Chevron, a longtime favorite for food and fuel, proudly introduces a new Cajun taste sensation, crispy, crunchy chicken. Come on by and give it a try. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Moab Chevron now accepts EBT and food stamps. Get some good home cooking to go with your snacks and drinks, and get it delivered with DoorDash. Plus, sign up for Chevron Rewards and save a dollar on every gallon of fuel. The Moab Chevron, 817 South Highway 191 in Moab.
$1 off every gallon of fuel for your first three visits when you sign up for the rewards program.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
What's going on?
An annular solar eclipse is passing right through the Red Rock 92 listening area this Saturday. While supplies last, get your American West Ring of Fire solar eclipse glasses at retailers throughout the area, including the San Juan Record in Monticello. Also Saturday, it's the third annual Four Corners Fall Fly-In, hosted by the Cortez Municipal Airport. Come enjoy static displays, sightseeing flights, food trucks, exhibitors, and more. All the fun goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's 9:29 a.m. on this Thursday morning, this Thursday, October 12th, Bill.
Yes, October 12th is on this day in 1492 that Christopher Columbus landed on an island in the Caribbean, spotted the New World, discovered America. Now, 531 years later, we still mark this day. It signifies an event that changed both the New World and the Old World. Just recently read a biography about Columbus. He's a remarkable navigator. It's incredible what he was able to do to first to find it. And then on his second voyage back, he did it in just a matter of a few weeks, covered this, you know, transatlantic crossing. And that was the fastest anyone covered that distance for almost 400 years later, you know, until you had these high-tech boats. So, I mean, there's no doubting he was an incredible navigator, probably not the greatest administrator, you know. So it's a remarkable, marking a remarkable story of exploration, which may have set up a devastating story of exploitation. But Columbus, Christopher Columbus, changed the world on this day in 1492. October 12th, 1901, Teddy Roosevelt made a little change, a subtle little change. He didn't like the place where he lived was called the Executive Mansion, so they changed the name to the White House. So I didn't realize the White House has only been called the White House for a little over 120 years, but before that, the Executive Mansion, which sounds a little bit hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Anyway, kind of interesting. Didn't realize that. Number one song on this day in 1971, 52 years ago, you heard it in our lead-in music, Maggie May by Rod Stewart. Boy, that was a big hit back in 1971. It was, you know, the song is he says it's late September and I really should be back in school. By October of 1971, it was the number one song across the world. We get a list of the number one songs in different countries, and Maggie May was number one, not just in the United States, but across the world. Birthdays today, actor Hugh Jackman is 55 years old today. He was born in 1968. This is kind of sad. Adam Rich, who played the little boy in Eight is Enough, in 80s sitcom. It was an hour show, but he would have been 49 years old today, but he died earlier this year of a fentanyl overdose. Adds that incredibly long and growing list of people we have lost to this epidemic of fentanyl. So that's kind of a sad thing to mark today. Happy birthday locally to Scott Christensen and Sam Rogers. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. We did not announce the funerals in our last segment, which we generally do, so I'll announce them now. Graveside services for George Wareham, age 84, are today at 11 a.m. at the Blanding City Cemetery. Funeral services for Edra Farnsworth, age 85, of Moab, begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 21st, at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So that's next Saturday. Also next Saturday is a celebration of life for David Allen Lewis of Cortez. That will be held in Buena Vista, Colorado, starting at 10 a.m. with a reception to follow. A memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg, age 58, of Cortez, begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd, at the Lewis Areola Community Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Take a quick word from a sponsor. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? You can apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll send you to the job fair and be back to close out the show with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, Dialysis RN, and Registered Nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a full-time and part-time dialysis tech, medical assistant, specialty clinic supervisor, and a full-time business office specialist / registration specialist. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience, a salaried position with competitive wages and full benefits. Also seeking an assistant manager. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit to employment or call 970-564-6127. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at the Element. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movements. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug end of summer sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And we've got the local sports report now. Bill Boyle and I went to Montezuma Creek last night to broadcast the Raiders and Cougars game. That was quite a game, Bill.
Yeah, the Battle of the Drum. And it was a great game, too, at least in the first half. It was very closely contested.
Mm-hmm.
They'd met earlier in the year, the first game of the year for two teams. This is Monument Valley and Whitehorse High School. And Whitehorse ran away with it 40-6. But last night, Monument Valley scored first, and it was 14-12 at halftime. But boy, in the second half, Whitehorse got all the pistons running both offensively and defensively and ran away. It was 50-12 was the final score. But a fun game. It's always fun to broadcast games in Montezuma Creek or in Monument Valley. And
yeah,
that drum, Whitehorse keeps the drum.
Yeah.
The battle of the big drum that goes to the winner of those of their games.
So. Yeah, well, they got it back after giving it up to Monument Valley as they won it in the volleyball.
The night before in volleyball. So yeah. It was a short stay.
Yeah.
It was just one night that the volleyball team had it before the Raider football team took it back last night.
Yeah, lots of fun. And a good contest between those two teams. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other sports results from yesterday. Grand County, beat Draper APA 2-1 in the first round of the state soccer tournament, girls' state soccer tournament. So they'll advance there. That was an 8-9 matchup, so they get the number one seed next in Parowan. They'll be in Parowan on, what is that, Saturday. The Red Devils will be in Parowan on Saturday.
Let's hope they can eclipse the Rams.
Yeah, we'll see. San Juan, meanwhile, lost to the number two seed Watford 8-0. Also on the volleyball court last night, Monticello swept Whitehorse in volleyball. Looking at action tonight, we've got soccer going on today. Montezuma Cortez and Alamosa facing off today at 3. Also in action tonight, volleyball. Mancos and Norwood facing off, Dove Creek and Dolores, and Grand County and San Juan. So a couple of local teams playing each other tonight on the volleyball court. And then, of course, we've got football tonight in Monticello. The Buckaroos hosting Norwood, and we'll be broadcasting that game on 92.7 and StreamUtah.live.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, too. Norwood was 5-0 for a while. They lost last week to Sanford, but they're a good team. And this will be the final game of the regular season. It's on a Thursday night. The fall break starts tomorrow in the San Juan School District. And so they're going to play on Thursday night rather than Friday and give everyone a good long weekend. But anyway, it should be a fun game. Buckaroos are playing well. And of course, Norwood's having their best season in a long time. So it should be a fun game.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That's it for local sports. Let's take a look at regional sports. There's another regional game in action tonight on the gridiron. The Denver Broncos are on the road taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And 6:15 p.m. is that kickoff.
The I-70 rivalry.
Yeah. Yep, so that'll be on tonight. Kansas City 10.5-point favorites in that one. Broncos looking for just their second win of the year. But man, the big news last night, first time in postseason history that a team hit 4 home runs in an inning, and they were all single shots, but that's all Arizona needed as the Diamondbacks won 4-2 to sweep the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, and they had a great game and a great series. They're 5-0 in the playoffs. There's only 4 spots left in baseball. There's 3 of those spots have been determined. So whether the Diamondbacks play the Phillies, who have a 2-1 lead, or over the Atlanta Braves, but that's who they'll have in the league championship series. And then the winner of that goes to the World Series. So pretty amazing.
Yep. Yeah. So Diamondbacks, hoping to advance to the World Series. They'll be, like Bill said, playing the winner of the Phillies and the Braves. And of course, probably a lot of Braves fans in the Red Rock area as well, as they've got a good national base as all their games are on TBS. So.
Man, and there's some good Philly fans too. Bryce Harper is tearing it up.
Yeah.
He's really having a dominant postseason again.
Yeah.
I saw an article today about what really determines greatness in baseball is how you perform when the stakes are the highest. And October performance, I think Bryce Harper's making a run for Reggie Jackson as Mr. October. But they're going to have to beat the Diamondbacks, or they're going to have to beat the Braves at least once more, and then the Diamondbacks. But man, the Diamondbacks, that was incredible. All 4 runs in the same inning off of home runs. And that fourth one was remarkable. Just about, it looked like a home run, and it was ruled a foul ball. Then on the next pitch, if you're going to call that a foul ball, this one will be straight away to left field, and
yeah,
fourth home run of the inning, and that's
wild.
Pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah, so again, our regional team, the Arizona Diamondbacks, just one round away from the World Series. So,
and in a game like baseball where there's so many games and so many at-bats, and they've played for so long, setting an MLB record is a very rare occurrence. And so to set that record with 4 home runs in the same inning, that was a pretty cool way to wrap up that series.
Yeah, all back-to-back hitters, too.
Yeah.
Just right in a row. Pretty incredible. Well, again, that's going to do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.